Jeff and Jen Show.
Star Wars had a big old impact on dog names this year in 2018. What was the top Star Wars-inspired name? Is it Vader, Lando, or Solo? You'll find out right here as we get you in the loop. So here's the deal. Today is going to be really, really chilly. It starts off this morning. You're in the 30s, partly cloudy, into sunny this afternoon. High just 40 and low of 24 today. So make sure that you're bundling up, especially before those kiddos head out to the bus stop. And today is Giving Tuesday, celebrated globally, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Giving Tuesday transcends borders and ideologies, brings the entire world together in the spirit of generosity and giving. So if you've got any money left after Cyber Monday, then you can participate in a Giving Tuesday.
Give your donations everywhere online. People are running so many campaigns and match campaigns, but we have a favorite.
Yeah, of course. You can give to Reese's Magic Fund and support kids in their fight to beat cancer at choa.org/Reese. To make a donation right there online. Reese's Magic Fund, of course, named after my younger daughter, Reese, benefiting the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Who just rang the bell, marking the end of her cancer battle because of people who have donated in the name of pediatric cancer research. So thank you to everybody who contributed to that. But let's not stop till no kid has to go through that again and every kid gets to ring the bell.
And on Cyber Monday, the Braves did some smart shopping, too.
Yes,
they did. Brian McCann for a one-year contract. Are you so excited?
Now, is he
the Georgia boy?
Is he going to end his career? Did I read that right? He's ending his career in Atlanta?
I don't know enough about baseball to know the particulars, but it sounds like he is saying he wants to wrap up his career here. It's a one-year deal. He and Tyler Flowers are going to trade off in the position.
Okay.
Catcher position. Is what I heard this morning, what I read online. But I know everybody who's a Braves fan on Twitter was super excited about this news.
That means I have been in Atlanta long enough talking to y'all in the morning in the radio, and so have you, Jen, for one professional athlete's complete career.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Kind of like a bookend of it.
Yep.
He's an awesome guy. Gives back a whole lot. I know he's always supported childhood cancer and done a lot of really awesome things in the community. So really excited to welcome him and his family back to Atlanta for the next season of the Braves. So excited about that. The new Lion King trailer, because you know they're doing the live action version of the Lion King. Disney's spending $1 billion to make this movie. It's going to come out in the summer of 2019. It's just going to be so amazing. I'm hoping this plays for a year.
Everything the light touches is our kingdom. But a king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
Ooh, goosebumps. When 24 hours of that trailer getting released, it has been watched 224.6 million times globally.
Are we going to get a little...
That is definitely in it. All right. According to a new survey, the most popular dog names of 2018 were highly influenced by Star Wars. And the top Star Wars name for the dog. Do you guys have a guess? Vader, Lando, or Solo?
Solo, right?
Well, it was following the release of Solo, a Star Wars story.
Mm-hmm.
So you might think it's dog's name Solo.
Who is Lando?
Okay. Lando is everybody's dog this year. That's the right answer.
Who is Lando in connection?
Lando Calrissian. He was, if I can get this right, I think he was Solo's like best friend in the beginning of the Star Wars stories.
Thank you, producer Janine. We can always count on you.
I'm only like 80% on that.
He was the guy that Han Solo used to go crash weddings with.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was a scene for that, maybe.
Right?
I think so.
And he always was like, wow.
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 Wow, we're crashing weddings. Wow, you're Han Solo. Wow. Wow, look at the size of that spaceship. Look at that spaceship. Wow.
I would watch that in a heartbeat.
We should go crash a wedding on that spaceship. Wow, I'm Lando. I'm a popular dog name. Wow.
All right, and the top 10 most popular dog names in 2018 are Bear,
wow.
Sophie, Toby, wow. Sadie.
Wow.
Jeff has a Sadie. Molly.
Wow.
Lola.
Wow.
Bailey.
Wow.
Daisy.
Wow.
Coco. and Charlie.
Wow.
We are ranked as a top sinful city in the USA.
Oh,
now,
hey.
It's the holidays. It's Giving Tuesday. Everybody's feeling all good about giving back, but we are sinful, y'all. We are number 6th in the U.S. on sinful cities, and that is ranked based on jealousy, excess, vices, greed, lust.
Wow.
And vanity. What makes Atlanta so sinful? They say we rank the highest in jealousy, that we are number 10 for lust and number 7 for vanity.
Well, I apologize for the lust part of that. But ladies, I can't help y'all. You
all
know?
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry that you've been given this gift.
New York City ranked 3rd. L.A. was number 2. And, of course, Las Vegas, number 1 on the Sin City list. Two other cities in Georgia were also on there. Augusta came in at number 71.
Hey, what up, hometown?
And Columbus was at 111 on that list of sinful cities. All right, couple headlines out of Hollywood. Kim Kardashian, did you see her admission?
About the tape stuff?
About the tape and about her very first marriage when she was 19 years old. Both of those, she said, happened on ecstasy.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Oh, raunchy.
Hey, crazy. Anyway, and you know, Kim always talks about she's the sister that doesn't drink, right? Like she's not into alcohol or whatever, but now she's admitting this is going on. Also sad news for Oprah. She lost her mother on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Say goodbye to Vernita Lee, who passed away at the age of 83 in Milwaukee. So thoughts for Oprah there.
Do we know if she had been sick or was it sudden?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know the details.
That's sad.
All right. If you lose your wallet while you're traveling, you're like, well, I got to replace everything. All the credit cards, the ID, all that stuff. You're never going to get it back. Well, that's exactly what Hunter Shamet thought when he lost his wallet on a flight. He was on his way to his sister's wedding in Las Vegas. And he lost his ID. The wallet had like $60 cash, debit card, and his signed paycheck inside of it. Because he was going to celebrate his sister's wedding and go to Vegas and everything else. Well, he thought it was gone forever. Well, when he got back home, he got a package in the mail with the wallet and a note inside. And the note says, found this on a Frontier flight from Omaha to Denver, row 12, seat F, wedged between the seat and the wall. Thought you might want it back. All the best. P.S. I rounded up your cash to an even 100.
Oh.
So you could celebrate getting your wallet back.
That's
nice. Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
Oh, you wanted to be anonymous, but Hunter hunted down the person who returned it. The Good Samaritan was Todd Brown. He says he's a father of 5, and he noticed when he looked on the ID that the owner of the wallet was only 20 years old. And he's like, man, when I was 20, that $60 would have been really, like, meant a lot to me. And that paycheck, he sent it back and rounded up to an even 100.
So that's awesome.
That is such a good dad move.
Yes. All right, now you can consider yourself in the loop.